was going to be a dumb way to die. And I was so close. Damn it. There were knives in that kitchen. Why hadn't I taken one? Vugans were nasty creatures. They had 3 legs and 2 arms. Their faces were spongy, whiskery, 3 eyes. A mouth almost shaped like a human's. But they had 2 rows of teeth, far sharper than a vampire's fangs. It wasn't their bite that killed you. Oh no. If this thing reached me, it would beat me to death and rip me into smaller pieces so it could... Shit, shit! I slipped. Damn my knee! I scrambled, looking for purchase. But all these damn rocks were so loose. No, no, no! It grabbed my leg, yanked me towards it, and that hurt like hell. I flipped onto my back and did the only thing I could think of. I swung the pillowcase hard. There were bottles and cans inside, and I was rewarded with its sound of pain and a much lighter grip. I started to scramble backwards. Ow! Fuck! It recovered far too quickly. By the sun goddess, was everything stronger than humans? It slammed its massive fists against my chest, and the pain was terrible. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I reached blindly to the side, grabbing a rock and making a fist around it. I punched the damn thing in the face. I kept trying to punch it, yelling as I did. But after the 3rd time, it just grabbed my arm, pinned it to the ground, and sank its 2 rows of teeth into my collarbone. Freedom sucked. It really, really did. I was going to die for it, for nothing. I'd accomplished nothing. She'd never know. I was furious. And I couldn't even use my other arm. And now I was being lifted into the air, and... That broke something. Yeah, lots of things broke. I wonder what they would say about me. Would they say anything? Alexa probably wouldn't give me 2 seconds of thought. She probably thought I was dead already. I hated that. Not that I needed her approval, of course, but I wanted her to see me as something other than a weak, helpless human. She was so fucking magnificent, and I was going to die, just like she said I would. You know, maybe the very simple lesson here is that men should listen to women more. I was going to pass out. It was still hitting me. I couldn't take any more. Wait. What was that noise? That was Alexa. She looked good. At least, I think she did. Goddess, I was nauseous. She was shooting the Vugan, and it... Was it glowing? Did it have a self-made force field? Since when did a Vugan have that? Were all the books I've read outdated? Shit. Shit. I heard another. Oh, great. Now I was being flung over its back. It smelled terrible. Right, okay, okay. I might have been fucked up, but I could still fight it. I just needed something to fight it with. I reached around it and jammed my finger right into its eye. Ha! Ha! Take that! It howled and flung me. Oh, fuck. Why was I so high in the air? Why had it thrown me so hard? She consumed me. That's what it felt like when Alexis Viris had you in her arms. Now all I could smell was her, and hear her hard breath, and feel her arms around me. And that hurt. Because, you know, things inside, broken. But I no longer cared that they hurt. How did you know?
Later, Regal.
Wait, wait, you're in sunlight!
Shut up!
Alexa, get out of the sunlight!
I'm working on it!
We were moving so fast. One moment it was hot sun and torrid air. The next I was in the transport. It was cool and dim. Wasn't artificial light great? She put me on the floor, but I could hear those things outside. Were they banging on the transport?
Warning, critical failure.
Computer silence. Begin diagnostics. Self-repair the moment the proximity is clear.
Wait, what are you doing?
We can't leave with those things tearing the transport apart. This is not a warship.
Can't you call for backup?
Just lie back, Regal. I'll fix you when I'm done.
You can't go out there. Alexa, stop! Of course, she didn't listen to me. Oh, that stubborn, stupid woman did not listen to me. Computer, don't you have any weapons? Don't ignore me, you stupid, stupid machine! You've got to help her! Fine, I'll help. I tried to stand up, I really did. But the moment I tried, I passed out.
Put your headphones on and let's begin. Pulled from the Tales of the Forgotten archives, we bring you Vampire Beginnings, Episode 4. Viewer discretion is advised. This episode is rated R and is not safe for work.
When an enemy hires Arden Finch without realizing who or what she is, Arden risks everything to claim her forbidden elemental magic. This hard-boiled private eye will have to save herself before she can save the world, even as the gods and her own community stand against her. Set in a supernatural North Carolina, Elemental is book one in a diverse new urban fantasy series. Kirkus Reviews called Elemental a genuine page-turner and gave the sequel, Eldritch Sparks, a starred review. Find Elemental at your favorite bookstore.
Let me recommend the Delvin Cox Experience, a podcast in which each week I'm on a one-man mission to unite our culture through diversity. Each episode, I interview a different guest trying to find out what makes them tick. I've had guests on such as James Gavsey, Crystal Storm, and many others. Check out the Delvin Cox Experience anywhere you get podcasts. Peace.
Yes?
She let the human go free.
Alexa, Alexa, Alexa.
Her transport is gone. If I had to guess, the human got in trouble and she's gone after him.
In daylight, at the height of the sun's power? By the goddess, she is stupid.
She has a soft spot for this one.
Why? Who is it?
No one. Just arrived with Clan Sora. But something about him got to her.
He either has something on her or he has a value that we've not seen yet. I'll take it from here. Well done, Isbe.
You honor your end. I'll honor mine.
Of course, of course. Alicia, come here. I've a new assignment.
Repairs commencing.
Alexa. The transport door was still open. She wasn't inside. How long had I been out? I had to do something. I tried to crawl forward, and there she was. Oh, thank the goddess. She fell into the transport, the strange translucent helmet around her head, the blood of those things on her. At least I hoped it was all their blood.
Computer, give Regal control. Acknowledge.
Acknowledged.
Say your name.
What? Why?
Just do it!
Regal! Alexa, what's wrong? How can
Computer,
I...
Computer, my...
She didn't finish the sentence. She just stopped talking. I hate to admit it, but I never felt so terrified. Not even when I thought I was going to die. I crawled over to her. Computer, shut the door! When I reached her, it took a lot of painful effort to get myself to sit up, back against the wall, and get her at least halfway into my lap. She was breathing weakly. It sounded wrong. Raspy. Kind of like mine. Weren't we a pair? Except this was my fault. If she died from sun exposure, it would be my fault. Oh, you stupid woman. Why are you here? What would possess you to come after me? You should have let me die out there. I deserved it. I never meant for you. No. No. Alexa, you will not die like this. I forbid it. Computer, how do I remove her helmet?
Sun visor open.
This helmet protected her from the sun? What else?
Mistress Vera's is wearing UV protection on her custom fitted.
It's in her armor?
Yes.
Then why does she sound like this? What's wrong with her?
Her suit is capable of blocking approximately 5 minutes of sun exposure when taking additional damage.
How long was she out there?
7 minutes and 38 seconds.
How do we help her?
The suit is equipped to begin a healing process for UV exposure.
Why isn't it auto... You know what? Never mind. Can you activate it?
Yes.
What are you waiting for? Do it! Do it now!
Process commencing.
Will she be all right?
She is currently in a UV-induced coma.
I know that. Will she wake up?
Calculating. She has an 87.9% chance of making a full recovery.
Oh. Thank the sun goddess. Well, maybe not her. Whatever. You're going to be fine, Alexa. You hear me? Computer. I'm bleeding.
Yes. Would you like me to open the first aid kit?
That would be great.
It is open. Please refrain from moving Mistress Vera's too much during the process.
Wouldn't dream of it. Computer, how far away are we from the Akashic Cave?
By kilometer or time.
Time.
We are 2 hours from your destination.
You're sure Alexa will be all right?
She now has a 91.2% chance of making a full recovery.
I wouldn't get another shot at this. And if I didn't get to that cave, I'd always be this weak, bleeding on myself, no use to her or anybody else. Take us there.
We are en route.
Report.
She's been located. I'm sending you the coordinates.
A moment. You are sure?
Yes, ma'am.
She is not to enter that cave. Do you understand me? If she exits that transport, kill the human and detain her. I am en route.
On your order, mistress.
It was the scent of blood that pulled me back to consciousness. I felt my fangs emerge, ravenous for the taste. I sat up too quickly and was instantly nauseous. Ugh. Sun exposure was nothing to toy with. It wasn't my first time, but I did hope it would be my last. I licked my lips and looked around. The scent. Rachel. He was on his side on the floor, an open medkit beside him. It looked like he'd taken pain meds. A lot of them. And done a terrible job trying to clean and dress the bite he'd gotten. I quickly moved closer to him, ignoring the hunger that clawed at me. I lifted up his shirt instead. The bruising pattern was concerning. Computer, scan the human for internal injuries.
Listing all injuries. The human has severe internal trauma. He will be deceased.
Computer, silence. Go offline. Rachel, wake up. Rachel, wake up now.
What? Alexa.
Listen to me. I need you to do something you're not going to like.
You look nice.
Rachel, focus.
What? What is it?
You're dying, but I can fix you.
Figured. Fucking Vugans.
Rachel, please. You have to drink my blood.
I've never needed vampire's blood. Never drank it before. No one's.
That doesn't surprise me.
Wait. You don't want me to die?
No. No, I don't.
I don't want you to die either.
You saved my life. You could have killed me.
I would never. You saved mine. Hey, why didn't you just turn it on yourself, your suit?
I was going to pass out. You would have been defenseless. I needed to give you control of the transport first.
What? You're very heroic.
I am a fool, is what I am.
No, Alex, I'm a fool. A very big fool. And I don't want to die with you thinking that of me. I'll do it. I'll drink from you.
I expected more of a fight.
Yeah. Those meds are nice. But I really don't want to die. Not like this. Not with you seeing me like this.
I know. You want to be my equal.
I want to be someone worthy of you.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. He wouldn't need much. I split open the skin of my palm. Vampire blood affected those who took it differently. Truly, it depended on the vampire. Because I could heal myself as fast as I could, and I'd been blessed with strength, both of those attributes would pass into him. For a short time. Enough to repair what was broken inside of him. Well, the physical parts, at least. I pressed my palm to his mouth, and he closed his hand around my wrist, taking what I offered. He looked at me the whole time. It was intimate, in a way. Involuntarily, I ran my fingers through his messy hair. When it was enough, I took my hand away. There. You'll begin to feel better shortly. Just rest.
Alexa. I want to know what's in that cave. If there's any of this was worth it.
Rest, Regal.
Is your hallway too short? Does your uncle owe you $20? Do you have a grudge against candy corn? Are you really mad at your parents? Really, really mad? Always listen to Your Weird Uncle, available on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of listening to ads and just want the story? With the Tales of the Forgotten membership, you'll get ad-free episodes of all our shows, like this one, and you'll be supporting the creators and stories that you love. Go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership. But hey, we like to spoil you. So a Tales of the Forgotten membership also offers bonus content, like character audio files, artwork, exclusive shows, first looks at scripts, and a lot more. So, go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership or just click the link in the description.
The Akashic Cave was a place of myth. Our stories told of a place where the memories of our souls lived. It was a holy place, I suppose. And for reasons I could not remember, we were always told it was not a place to seek out. How had Regal discovered it? Who gave him that piece of paper I'd seen with instructions and the cave symbol? I was unsurprised he'd ordered the transport to take us there. On the outside, it looked unspectacular. Truly, with his human eyes, I doubt he'd be able to see the entrance, as hidden as it was in the rock's cliff face. This wasn't wise. I should have returned home immediately. I'd had a blood bag, in time to think, and a curiosity was settling in. I also felt oddly pulled to this place. Strange. Very strange.
Do you always feel this amazing? Is this what it's like?
I turned in my chair to look at him. He was sitting up, staring at his hands, looking down at his body as if he would be able to see the changes inside. I stood and walked over to him, checking the bite mark from the Vugan. It was fully healed. Good. I'm not sure how to tell you how it feels for me because, well, I've always felt this way.
Goddess, I feel like I could punch a hole through this transport.
Please don't. It's just been fixed. I hadn't seen him smile yet. It was lovely. It made his eyes kind.
That's twice you've saved my life.
I'm glad you're counting.
Are we here? At the cave?
Yes, which is what we need to discuss.
You didn't take me back.
Obviously not. Where did you get the...
I meant what I said.
You say a lot of things.
I do. But you saved my life. You didn't have to do that. But you did so. I should say things. I should... Wait, how did you know I was in trouble?
There was a drone following you.
Oh. Why? Why let me go just to spy on me?
Because, unlike you, I know how dangerous the wilds actually are. And I wanted to keep an eye on you.
You were worried about me.
Where did you get...
Do you know there are chapters on you in the history books of Nemoria I was allowed to read?
I know what those books say. That's not important now.
You sounded larger than life. Larger than any of the vampires I'd come across. Then you swept into Clan Sora. And you weren't a fantasy character anymore. You were real. We'd heard the rumors. We knew you didn't like the way Clan Sora was treating us. I'm sure there were other reasons you conquered them, but... Did you know some of my kin prayed to you? Night after night, they would say a prayer that the great Alexa would come and free us and take us to her clan.
I... Did you pray to me, Regal?
Of course not. Not me. Besides, I knew you wouldn't hear. I prayed for our freedom.
Of course.
But not for the reasons you think.
All right. What reasons?
When I saw you come down those steps, in real life, I'd never been so angry. But I was angry because all I could think was that I'd never be good enough for you. I was dirty. I was weak and scared. I was nothing to you but food. And the first time I saw you, more than anything, goddess, more than I wanted to be free, I wanted to be worthy of you. I hated that. I hated that you made me feel that way. And I didn't even know you. I'm not a child. This isn't a book. You made me feel... You made me feel...
There are not a lot of firsts when you're 2,000 years old. You get used to it. But here he stood, with my power running through his veins, with this cave that was so important to him a few short meters away, and he'd chosen to be open and vulnerable with me. He still had not met my eyes. He who'd never had any issue staring me down before. I stood, closing the distance between us, and touched his bearded face. Look at me, please. It took him a moment. I waited. Finally, his eyes met mine, and the feeling that rushed through me was exquisite.
I know. I'm ridiculous. I'm a lot of things. I do want humans to be free. I do want to be a vampire's equal, but you... Fuck you, Alexa. From you. For you. I want even more.
You are enough, Regal. As you are, you are enough.
How can you say that?
Because I am not stupid. You courageous, beautiful, frustrating man. I am learning are also sometimes stupid. You're enough because you are brave. Because you want better for your people. Because you are willing to fight for it, to die for it. In fact, you are so stupid and so brave and so worthy of me. You were going to die for it alone. You have no army. You clearly have no friends. All you have is your conviction, your passion, what drives you. That makes you worthy.
Not just for them. I wasn't going to die alone. Just for them.
His words thrilled me. It had been longer than I could remember since I had felt such a thing.
I want you.
You've said that before.
How long do I have? Feeling like this?
A few hours at most.
Then let me please you, mistress. Here, in this space, where there is just the two of us, I can be a fast
I shut him up with my mouth over his. My sigh was one of pleasure, one of relief when he did not disappoint me. He returned my kiss, his lips softer than anticipated. Pleasure was easy to come by. After 2,000 years, my partners were so many and so varied I could not remember them all. Though none ever pleased me, as well as the magnificent Lilith of planet Heaven. So yes, pleasure was easy. Connection was different. Connection was rare. Connection was that thing that underlaid passion and made it burn brighter and made a simple human's kiss overwhelming. Oh, he was worthy. And I would make him prove it.
The feeling of Alexa inside me was the most incredible thing I'd ever felt. Her strength in my hands. Hands that I used to lift her, move her where I wanted. I put her back against the wall. My body pressed against hers. I loved kissing her. When I felt her vampire fangs graze against my lower lip, it made me moan so loudly she laughed. She had a beautiful fucking laugh. Everything about her was beautiful. Clothes were such a nuisance, weren't they? Mine were easy to come off, but that damn suit of hers. I made her laugh again as I struggled. And I was instantly addicted to hearing that sound. I figured it out with her help. And it wasn't a laugh, but her moan I was blessed with. When I dropped to my knees and pressed my mouth between her thighs. Her back braced against the wall. Her legs over my shoulders. My hands atop her thighs, holding her still as I tasted her. When I pushed my tongue inside her, her breath came sharper. Her moans louder when her clit was between my lips, gently, harder. And when she came, I nearly did too. I felt so powerful because of her. But I still don't know how I ended up on the floor on my back. I didn't care either. Her hair curtained around us. Her lips demanding her tongue on mine. Sharing the taste. When she touched me, her mouth swallowed my sounds. When she took me inside of her, I couldn't have cared less about freedom. My only job, my sole purpose in that moment, was to please her. You're beautiful. So beautiful.
So are you.
She sat up. A goddess astride me. I touched every part of her I could reach. Her thighs. Her hips. I caressed the well-defined muscles of her stomach and watched them tremble as she moved. She took my hand, guiding my fingers between us. And I knew what she wanted. I touched her clit as she rode me harder and faster. I could not contain my sounds of pleasure, and she could not contain hers. In that moment, I dared to wonder what it would be like if she was always mine.
For a human, the way he moved inside of me was perfect. It was even better when he used the strength I'd given him, flipping us over, pinning my back to the floor with his weight atop mine, which I eagerly welcomed. He slid back inside me, sending every sensitive nerve ending on fire. It was too much, and not enough. When our hips pressed tightly together, he went still and kissed me. He kissed me slowly, all his passion and focus and conviction, just for me. It felt like a gift. I framed his face and ran my fingers through his beard. Finally, he moved. Slow, sensual. I didn't expect him to feel as good as he did. It was another gift. Watching his face, watching the pleasure darken his eyes and tighten his beautiful features. I wanted more. I wanted to be inside of him. I wondered if he would allow it. Rigel.
Do it.
Be sure.
Please. Her fangs pierced my skin, and I've never come so hard. The pinch of pain was nothing, nothing compared to the feeling of her inside me. I was utterly consumed by her lips sucking at me, the jerk of her hips, the delicious sting of her nails into the muscle of my back as she came again. Maybe I'd gotten freedom all wrong. Because I felt it now. Here. With her. I'm never moving.
You'll get hungry before I will.
Don't care.
Kiss me.
I think I should edit a few things.
Why?
Well, if you're going to describe our first time together, I think you should include how good I looked without my clothes.
No. They can wonder. That's for me.
As you wish. You don't have to write that next part.
Yes, I do.
I hate thinking about it. That was so hard for you, and I could have lost you.
But you didn't.
Thank the goddess. Write it tomorrow. I think we should reenact what happened in the transport.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. I can do it better this time.
Prove it.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to Vampire Beginnings. Please remember to subscribe, leave us a review, and share this episode with your friends. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter, Hallway 87, for exclusive mini-tales. To learn more about tale shows, hang out with us during events, or sign up for a membership, visit talesoftheforgotten.com. Vampire Beginnings was written and directed by Crystal Storm. Sound designed by Hannah Cardiac and Crystal Storm. Starring Maganda Marie as Alexa, Isaac Mian as Rhaegal, Caroline Orjuela as Isbe, Melissa Okies-Decanis as Valoria, Crystal Storm as AI and Alicia.